Now, we were hearing a moment ago about the joys and tribulations of Christmas shopping for Kelly Marie with her brother Andrew, who's severely autistic. Now, Kelly admits Andrew's diagnosis as a toddler changed the dynamics of the whole family from that day on, something she says that she had to get used to throughout her childhood with long-term consequences.
Autism. People don't think that it's a big thing in this world, but it is, because you don't just think about the autistic person, you think about the family, you think about the ripple effect, how it has on people. And because it's been more aware nowadays, 20 years ago it wasn't. You know, Andrew was a late detection, so I had to see my beautiful bright-eyed blue-eyed brother with his curly beautiful hair and making these noises, and you know, because he was diagnosed around 2 to 3 years old, so I saw that little boy just disappear. So it was very troubling. It was very heartbreaking. My mum was working as well. My stepdad was working. It was very troubling. I just felt like I was alone. I know it's an awful thing to say now, but I used to feel ashamed that I had an autistic brother, because I've lost friends to that, because they just didn't understand it. They just didn't want to know. Or they wouldn't come if, like I said, oh yeah, do you want to come around my house? No, we'll go out to dinner, we'll go to the cinema, that kind of thing. You know, we'll go to after school club, that kind of thing. You know, we'll whatever it was, we could even go to London, but they'd never come around my house. My teenage years, from I think about 15 to probably about 19, it's been very, very difficult. I don't want to fall to pieces. I never want to go back to where I was before. It's a horrible thing, but I think that it was the effect of my brother having autism, because I didn't understand it growing up, really. I hate the person I was years and years ago, because I felt like, this is wrong. How can I be like that? But when you're growing up, you know, you just, if you don't understand, you are going to lash out at things. And it's the first time I've actually really, really said that out loud.
How does it feel?
A lot better, yeah. A lot better. I think sometimes you just need to say something, even if it is the most cruelest thing in the world. But what I want to get across to everybody is autism, it's not the end of the world. With the right care, with the right love, it can be handled. And you can have, you know, a good life. You know, me and my mum were talking in the car when we came here, and we were remembering all the lovely little small things that Andrew did. If it was just sitting up, staying in one place, looking at a camera when we're pointing at a camera at him, because he never used to. He used to hate taking pictures. And years ago, and there was just one day when we were at the beach, and he just turned his head and he just smiled. But it was all the small little things. And we were just remembering all these lovely memories. And I know that it is difficult. I know it is. It is difficult. There is dark times ahead. There is darkest hours. But it's not the end of the world. It may feel like it to the family, but if they get the right care, if they give the right love, if they stay all together, they can have the same sort of happy ending that we did.
Kelly Marie then from Cirencester talking about her brother Andrew, who's severely autistic, and the struggle really to be the sibling of a child with special needs. And I think it's something that is not spoken about really. Understandably, the focus wants to be on the child who has those extra needs. But what about the siblings and the long-term consequences for them?